With Livewell Dorset now. Now, what is Livewell Dorset?
So, Livewell Dorset, we're a free-to-use physical wellbeing service that covers the whole of Dorset, including the BCP area. For anyone over the age of 18 who live within Dorset with a registered Dorset address and a Dorset GP.
And how are you funded?
So we are funded by Public Health Dorset, so all of our funding comes through them, and then we work within Dorset Council, and they are the ones who help run the organisation.
So talk me through your stand here, because what's that for a start?
So that is a lovely lump of fat. So so that is around about 2 kilograms worth of fat, which is there to get that exact reaction. So when you look at it, you just... Yeah, you can visualise exactly what's on your body and then what you want to get off your body at the same time.
So we hear a lot about obesity these days, don't we? Do we carry that lot around?
It varies person to person, but everyone will carry some form of fat. Some people will carry more than others. But within our service, we're here to help those lose the extra bit of fat they don't want on their body anymore.
Now, you've got some other nasties the other end of the table, haven't you? Talk us through those.
So at the other end of the table, we've got our lovely tar jar. So for those who smoke, that's there to represent the amount of tar that someone carries within their lungs.
That lot? How much is in there?
So that's roughly, 20 a day smoking would carry across their lungs within a year. So it's around about a cup full of tar. And that's why a lot of people struggle when they are smoking and they're out running, doing exercise. It's thick, it's gloopy, and that's why it can be hard to breathe on occasion.
Now, a lot of people have given up smoking now. Vaping. What does Livewell Dorset feel about vaping?
So vaping's one thing that we use to encourage people to quit smoking still. Obviously, it's still an area being investigated and being learned about every day. But for now, we're still taking the approach of when people want to quit smoking, we'll push on the vaping with the encouragement to get off the vape at the end as well.
So is vaping is safer than smoking, but obviously not as safe as not doing anything?
Yes, so vaping's better than smoking, but it'd be best not to do either, really. Vaping was brought out to help people quit smoking, and then it's becoming its own sort of health risks, which are being investigated as time goes on.
Now, you've got various leaflets here. If people want to find out something, if they want to find out, you know, about diet or whatever, where can they go to get this sort of advice?
So it's simple as going to our website, which is just livewelldorset.co.uk, or calling our free number, which is 0800 840 1628.
Brilliant stuff. And where are you based?
So we're based across the whole of Dorset. So everything we do within our service is done over the phone. So anyone across the county can access this. Just pick up the phone or access the website and you'll be able to get in touch with the team.
So if they wanted a certain piece of literature, you could send it to them, could you?
Yeah, that can be arranged. We have resources links where we send out and people can order anything they need to. Easiest thing to do, though, again, as I say, just pick up that phone and then someone there will help you out.
Now, you're in a fitness centre today, a sports centre, so presumably most of the people here are non-smokers anyway.
You would assume that, but I did have a couple of the instructors go past a minute ago about to start a spin class, and he said at least half his class is still smoking, so apparently they're going to come over just after. So they might be here tackling one part of their health, which is weight and their diet, but there are still a lot of smokers, or those consuming alcohol as well, that sort of... don't think about that side of the health, which is what we also support with.
So what would you advise alcohol-wise? How much consumption? Well, presumably none is safe, but is there a minimum that you can get away with?
So recommended is up to 14 units across the week, and that is spread out, not in one sitting.
So what's that, sort of 8 pints over the week?
It can be 8 at most, probably. For the average pint, you're looking at 2 to 3 units anyway. 14 is a recommended maximum limit, but we always say drink less, the better off you'll be. It's personal choice really after that.
Good stuff. Well, thanks for talking to us today. It's been quiet, but it's picking up now, isn't it? It's getting busier.
Yeah, definitely. More and more people coming in now. It's starting to get busy, so I'm excited to see a few more people and get them to learn about the service.
So, lovely to talk to you today. Keep up the good work, you guys. So you're sort of attached to Dorset Council because you've got a Dorset Council badge on, haven't you?
Yeah, so we're based within County Hall, so we work alongside Public Health within the offices there. We work alongside them, and that's how we get all of our business out there as well, through the council and our connections in there as well.
Good advice there. So if you want to know anything about health, there's maybe some, and it's all free, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all completely free. Like I said, at no point you'll have to pay for anything. It's one of the benefits of our service.